Good evening and welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Remember, normal data rates apply. And the 2015, the Masters at Augusta National Golf Club, it is rapidly approaching. So tonight, in celebration of the big sporting event that's just around the corner, we have invited on author Tim Scott to share about his new book that has just been released. It is titled Ben Hogan, The Myths Everyone Knows, The Man No One Knew. Welcome in, Tim. It is such a pleasure to have you with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. It's nice to be with you.
Okay, so Tim, golf aficionados regard Ben Hogan as the game's greatest striker of the ball. And what I love about your book is that it offers more than a glimpse into the legendary golfer's career. It really immerses the readers into Hogan's private and his deeply personal world. And very few people knew him and the man behind the myth. Kind of share a little bit as far as the layout of the book and what you wanted to share with the readers.
Well, the book is not a typical biography. There's a short 47-page biographical section at the beginning, and then that's followed by 272 pages of anecdotes or personal experiences with Ben Hogan, true life interactions, things that people who knew him, some very well, some not so well, related back to me, so that you get a much better picture of what kind of person he was rather than the myths and the perceptions that have been floated throughout the years after he finished playing on the tour.
What were some of those myths and those perceptions that were not true?
Well, one was he was very selfish and never helped anybody do anything or for anything, and that he was rude and uncaring, unfeeling, and very self-centered. And in some sense, he was very quiet and an introvert, called him a mechanical man, that he just had to go out there and run like a machine to play the game. And none of those, in fact, were true. As you know, everybody can have a little bit of that in him, but that by no means defined Ben Hogan the man.
Tim Scott, author of the new book that's just been released, Ben Hogan, The Myths Everyone Knows, The Man No One Knew. Tim, of course, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And, of course, Ben Hogan, widely considered to be one of the best ever to play the game, won 9 major championships over the course of his career. He achieved the elusive Grand Slam, winning the Masters, the British Open, the U.S. Open, and the PGA Championship. I got to ask you this because, of course, Tim, your relationship with Ben Hogan, what was the secret or what was the key to him having sustained success?
Well, there have been a lot of speculation about Hogan's secret, and I've got a chapter about that in the book. But to me, Hogan's secret, other than all the hard work that he put into it, he never ruled anything out of affecting his game. So whether it was the food that he ate, the beverages he drank, the equipment that he used, everything like that, he took that into account. And he talked often with athletes in other sports, baseball, tennis, or whatever, getting their perceptions of the things that they did in their sport and how they related to the equipment or the game itself, to help him see if he could translate that into something to improve his golf game.
Well, Tim, one of the things that my takeaways from your book, I think one of the secrets to his success was his wife, Valerie. I thought she was just tremendous and all the support she provided. And it wasn't always the high times. I mean, they went through some real difficult times and really questioned, you know, is this what we're going to continue to do? Because just the financial strain that was on them.
Yeah, it was in the early years, it was very, very difficult. And in fact, before they were married, he went bankrupt two or three times, and even had to sell his golf clubs to get back to Fort Worth once or twice. But they finally made a pact that they had X number of dollars, I think it was $1,400, and they were going to start on the West Coast, and if that money ran out, then then he was going to give it up for good. And they got down to the last tournament that he was going to play in, which was the Oakland Open. And he won enough money to keep on going. And that just, he, to him, that was, you know, the check was like $270 or so. And to him, that was the biggest check he ever won in his life.
Who also stepped in and provided some financial support?
Well, Henry Picard did back in the, I guess, the late, like 1939, offered to provide it. He said, you know, you've got a good future out here. You just need to do a few things. But I, if you ever need money, come see me, and I'll be glad to take care of it. And then later on, when he started the Ben Hogan Company, as I described in the book, he didn't like the first batch of clubs that he made. And his partner wanted to sell them as rejects, and he rejected that idea and couldn't convince his partner otherwise, so he went down to the factory and cut the heads off of the woods so they couldn't be sold as rejects. And then Marvin Leonard, who built Colonial Country Club here in Fort Worth and then later on Shady Oaks, put up the money for him to buy his partner out and get started in his business.
You're listening
to... Those were the two main benefactors that he had.
Yes, you are listening to the voice of Tim Scott, the author of his new book that's been released, Ben Hogan, The Myths Everyone Knows, The Man No One Knew. And I know you and I had a chance to talk earlier in the week, and I was asking you, what's something that, you know, going through this process, putting this book together, that you didn't know about Ben Hogan? And I understand that he really was a deeply spiritual man and a man of convictions.
Yeah, I knew he went to church, but I didn't know how deep his faith and convictions were until, you know, after he'd been through all of the things of his life, his father's suicide, which was a deep, dark family secret for a long, long, long time, his near-fatal accident in 1949 that he thought he would never walk again if he was lucky enough to live, and his physical shortcomings. He was small in stature. He didn't have a natural golf swing. He spent countless of hours practicing. In fact, he defined practice as it is today. And then the many sacrifices, as you mentioned, of he and Valerie made during their efforts to make it on the tour. And after he won all these tournaments and been through that accident, and he finally won the British Open, which is kind of the culmination of his career because, like you say, he'd won the other three tournaments. He won the British Open, and they asked him about that, and he said he didn't think he could win those tournaments unless the Lord was with him. And he said, I've been fortunate enough to have that guidance from him, and I think the Lord let me win these tournaments for a purpose. And his hope was that that purpose was to give courage to those who are sick or injured or broken in body as he once was. And he sent letters that he wrote personally. He didn't have anybody write them for him. He wrote letters to people who had some kind of serious disease like cancer or in some kind of accident and had a serious injury. And that to me spoke volumes about the man, that he didn't talk about how much he sacrificed or how long he practiced or anything like that. He just gave the credit to the Lord right then and there on the spot.
Well, and I love, too, the dedication of this book. You put in there that it is to all the young boys and girls who have lost their father. While it's a much more difficult path without a father, Ben Hogan is an example that you, too, can become very successful at life. And I also want to add to, you know, let's talk about some of the closest friends of Ben Hogan. I mean, you look at Byron Nelson. I mean, he said that people that knew Ben closely, that they liked him very much. He was not a difficult person.
Right. Those that got beyond the facade or whatever you wanted to call it and sat down and had a personal relationship with him further than hello, goodbye, and so on, they all had that kind of respect for the man and liked him as a person.
Well, Tim, congratulations on the book. You provide some great insight on Ben Hogan, perhaps as so many say, the greatest golfer ever. Of course, the title of the book is Ben Hogan, The Myths Everyone Knows, The Man No One Knew. Go out and get a copy of that. And, Tim, thanks so much for joining us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Alyssa. I appreciate being on the show, and you have a good day.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.